Steward Healthcare bought Quincy Medical Center in 2011 and closed the hospital 3 years later, except for the emergency room. Steward sold the property to Fox Rocks Properties in 2016 with a lease to Steward to run until 2021, but the lease allowed for a clause for early termination. And terminate they have, with the only emergency room in Quincy now closing its doors forever come December, with an approved 465-unit apartment building neighborhood going in, which will be the largest community development in Quincy. Here is Quincy City Councilor Brian Palmucci, who says Quincy officials received notice by email regarding terminating the emergency room a year early without any discussion of relocating the service to another location.
To my knowledge, not a single person from Steward reached out to a single person from the city to see if there was another location they could go to. This is just more of Steward's attempts to get out of the city as fast as they possibly can. I don't think they have a real interest in caring for the residents of Quincy. This just shows that they're not looking to find another location. You know, they're saying this location is no longer an option. We're out of here. And they're trying to do it a year earlier. This head fund management mentality to medicine, which is unfortunately very disappointing.
A Steward Healthcare spokeswoman said the lease was up in 2020, with other reports saying it was up in 2021. In a Patriot Ledger article dated August 2019, Fox Rocks spokeswoman Carolyn Spicer was quoted as refusing to confirm whether the lease was up in 2020 or 2021. Residents in Quincy will need to leave the city for emergency care to hospitals in surrounding communities like South Shore Hospital in Weymouth, Beth Israel in Milton, or the Kearney Hospital in Dorchester. Residents could also choose to visit a handful of urgent care centers around the city that have opened. In Quincy, David Cedrone, WATD News.